All right.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
I went and seen the doctor the other day, Rhonda.
Wow.
I even saw it, the doctor.
Yeah.
He said, don't eat anything fatty. I said, what? Like bacon and burgers? He said, no, fatty. Don't eat anything.
Oh, yes. No. They're all coming back to me now. Yeah.
Remember all
Billy's joke book.
We should get Miguel to do his one.
Oh, yeah.
No, I've got another one for you.
Yeah,
have we got time?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
right.
Oh, yeah.
Why not? It was Valentine's Day the other day.
It was Valentine's Day.
Was that with an M or an N, Bill?
Oh, Tynes or whatever it is. I don't agree with it because probably on your own you don't, do you? But I booked a table for my wife and I on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Hang on, I haven't told her, Rhonda. I booked a table on Valentine's Day for my wife and I.
Valentine's.
When we got there, she was really, really disappointed. I'd forgotten she doesn't like playing snooker.
Oh, God.
First show of the year, and you've just given that.
That's Kevy. Kev sent that in.
We were going
terrible,
pretty
Kev.
Strong until we were off your abs.
That was good.
And you've done that. You've dropped the anchor on the ship early, Bill.
My wife was furious when I told her I put ginger in our curry. She loved that cat.
Oh, and that's, again.
That is very good. Every time I took a girlfriend home to meet my mum, she made it very clear she didn't like the girl and she thought she wasn't good enough for me. We've all had mums like that, haven't we, Daze?
Especially
you with that last girlfriend. Sometimes it was her looks, sometimes her interests, and sometimes even the sound of her voice. One day, I was so tired of it, I decided I would find a girl that would look like my mother. Makes sense, doesn't it?
It does, mate.
Have the same interests as my mother and would even sound like my mother. And against all odds, you wouldn't believe it, Daze, against all odds, I found her, made her fall in love with me, and I took her home to meet mum. And guess what?
What, mate?
My dad hates her.
Very good.
Ah, very
That's
good.
One of your better ones.
That's not bad, is it?
That's better from you.
Yeah, thank you, Daze. Now, we've got an opener for your joke, all right, Manuel? So wait for the opener and then we want one of the best jokes, okay? Here we go.
In the day with a laugh, this is Miguel's joke.
Oh, there you go.
I got three little jokes.
Oh.
So I chose the small ones because if I say a long one, nobody will understand anything. Yeah.
Right.
So the first one is a cooking one. This one is for you, Seda. What did the cheese say to himself in the mirror?
I don't know. What did he
say? Hello, me.
Hello, me.
Oh, like halloumi.
Halloumi.
Oh, very
halloumi.
Good. Very good.
Get the punchline right. It's a halloumi. Halloumi, yes.
The second one is for you, Billy Brown, 1967. The second one is for you.
Yeah.
This is a chef one.
Yeah.
One chef tell other, I just burned 2,000 calories in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And the other chef say, oh, my God, how you done this? And the chef say, I forgot to take the brownies out of the oven.
Just laugh, Daisy, laugh. And number three, and then that's it.
Number three. Yeah. This is for you, Peter, because I know you love this drink and it's your favorite one. What is the Mexican guy do to his wife when he's really thirsty? Why he push it out of the balcony?
I know, but...
Tequila!
Oh, no.
But not when he was really thirsty. What's that got to do with it? A father in Iraq bought his daughter a new bag.
Oh, no.
She said, thanks for the bag, Dad. Not bad.
Four times you've told me.
Shut up, Matty. You shouldn't be in the studio. All right, who can drink 5 litres of... Who can drink 5 litres of petrol?
Jerry can. I think you told that on Monday.
Said that
you told
last
that on Monday.
Week.
All right, then. That's it. I've had enough. Righto, I was offered sex the other day by a beautiful blonde girl, Rebsy. In exchange...
Don't drag me into this.
She wanted me to advertise some kind of bathroom bloody cleaner. Of course I declined. Being a man of strong moral value, almost as strong as the new Pino Clean you can get at all stores. Scented in lemon and vanilla, it smells beautiful and does a great job. couple of little ones for you.
Okay.
Did you hear about the girl who hid drugs in her bra, Joey?
Nope.
Police said it led to a bigger bust. Don't laugh, Joe.
Oh, no, I forgot the. I meant to not laugh.
Jim didn't. Yeah. Never laughs. Or how do you wake up Lady Gaga? Broke her face. Oh, Joey. See, Jim doesn't laugh at me, Joe. Poker, 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 bears, poker, poker. My wife was standing in the kitchen, Joey, preparing our usual soft boiled eggs and toast for breakfast, wearing only the T-shirt that she normally slept in. Hmm. As I walked in, almost awake, still half asleep, Joe, she turned to me and said softly, "You've got to make love to me this very moment." My eyes lit up straight away. Did I wake up then? I thought, am I dreaming or is this going to be my lucky day? Not wanting to lose the moment, Joe, I embraced her and gave it my all, fair to say, on the kitchen table right there and then. Afterwards, she said thanks and returned to the stove, her T-shirt still around her neck, Joe. Happy, but still a little bit puzzled, I asked, "What was all that about?" She said, "The egg timer's broken."
No.
2 minutes, Joe. My wife and I were watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire while in bed the other night, Joe. Mm-hmm. I turned to her and said, "Do you want to have sex?" She said, "No." I said, "Is that your final answer?" She didn't even look at me this time. She said, "Yes." I said, "I want to phone a friend." That's when the fight started.
I'm just terrible, that one. That's a bad
is that
one.
Actually your joke?
That's my
that's
joke.
Not, oh. You've started the week well and you're really tailing off.
Oh, dear.
A longish one. A concerned husband went to the doctor to talk about his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He says to the doctor, "Doctor, I think my wife is deaf because she never hears me the first time and always asks me to repeat things." I think this happens a bit, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
"Well," the doctor said, "go home tonight, stand about 15 feet from her and say something to her. If she doesn't reply, move a bit closer, maybe 5 feet, and say it again. Keep doing this so that... We'll get an idea about how severe her deafness is." Very small
print. It is a Friday, aren't they?
Sure enough, the husband goes home and does exactly as instructed. He kicks off by standing 15 feet from her in the kitchen, and she is chopping up some chicken, right? He says, "Honey, what's for dinner?" No response. He moves 5 feet closer.
Mm-hmm.
"Honey, what's for dinner?" No reply. Moves another 5 feet closer. Mm-hmm. Still no reply. He gets fed up, moves right behind her, Joey, about an inch away, and asks loudly, "Honey, what's for dinner?" She replies, "For the fourth time, chicken." Because he's deaf.
No,
you dick.
No, I got that. Oh, my God.
My son came home from school the other day and asked me where poo come from. I was a little uncomfortable, as we are, you know, and so I gave him an honest explanation, which I thought was very good. He was a little confused, I must admit. He stared at me for a while, and he said, "And what about Tigger?" Poo and Tigger.
Yeah, I know. That's horrible.
No, it's not.
It is,
the
Bill.
Parents will get that one.
Yeah.
We have a long weekend.
Unfortunately, plenty of time
week.
To
plenty
think
of time.
About
we come back. And you hit us with a Winnie the Pooh.
That's right, just read.
Winnie the Pooh. What a Jack the Ripper and Winnie Pooh, Winnie the Pooh got in common. Same middle name. Dave, did you get that? Jack the Ripper and Winnie the Pooh.
Hey, go home tonight, sharpen up.
Dave just got it. I heard this one. I was down the Cremorne Hotel the other day and I was at the bar with a yank. And he told this very, very funny joke.
"I just can't take it no more. I'm getting a divorce. My wife is out after midnight every night, going from bar to bar, driving me nuts. Can't take it no more."
"Well, what's she doing?"
"She's looking for me."
Not bad, eh? She's looking for me.
Yeah, I heard it.
That's not bad.
You but know, it wasn't you. It's Bill's joke. Not Bill, an American tells a joke on a phone.
Bill's joke that he heard.
No.
Yes, it is. I like that. I didn't mind it. It tickled my fancy. So there you go. Another good show. If you heard it. Hey, did you see? This is very relevant too, which okay. I like this little gag.
Right.
Did you see Tom Hanks is once again stranded on an island with Wilson?
What do you mean with Wilson?
His wife, Rita Wilson. Oh, that's not bad. That's clever.
Yeah,
you'll use that. Hey, all right, then.
So that's your own. You've actually made that up yourself.
Well, I've got another one for you. This has just come in also. Due to panic buying, Woolworths have decided to open a second register. A bloke walks into the library, Jim.
Yes.
Goes up to the librarian and says, "Do you have a book for men with small penises?"
Oh, no.
Rats, Jim. That's immature. Yes. The librarian looks on her computer and says, "Oh, I don't know if it's in yet." The man replies, "Yep, that's it."
Oh, oh my God. What the hell?
Billy stops Paddy in Dublin, Jim, and he asks for the quickest way to Cork. Paddy says, "Are you on foot or are you in the car?" Billy says, "I'm in the car." Paddy says, "Yeah. That's the quickest way."
Oh, my God.
You can see it coming from a mile.
All right, no. Little one, just another one.
No, they're all good.
Did you hear about the Irish water polo team, Jim?
Oh, no.
All their horses drowned.
Oh, my God. So this is what Bill does. He tells a really crap one and then thinks he better go again. So he goes again with one that's worse.
I guess who got
in a really
those
crap
jokes?
Accent.
Yeah. Jill.
Oh.
Jill's fault. She got me those jokes. You got to do better, Jill. Do you know the other day a man walked into a bank wearing a mask? Everyone freaked out. "Relax," he said. "I'm just here to rob the joint." He had a mask on.
Yeah.
Well, everyone thought he had coronavirus. Oh, you got to explain him, do we?
Yeah, I can't believe that's you've gone bad. There. I can't believe you've gone there.
That's how. A German tourist, does McNish. Jumped into the freezing river to save my precious little dog from drowning, Jim.
Right.
After he climbed out, he handed me the dog and said, "Here is the dog. Keep him warm and dry him off and he'll..."
Oh, no.
"He'll be vain." I said, "Thank you very much, mate. Good on you. Are you a vet?" He said, "A vet? I'm soaking."
Oh, no. Oh, no.
My wife called me at work yesterday. This is a joke, Jim.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
My wife called me at work yesterday and said, "Do you ever get a shooting pain across your body like someone's got a voodoo doll of you and they're stabbing it?" Sounding concerned, Jim, I said, "No, why?" She said, "How about now?"
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You wouldn't believe this, Jim, but my wife left me because I'm insecure. Oh, hang on. No, wait. She's back. She just went to get a coffee.
Oh, no. What is that? What, honestly. I mean, this is at a time when our city needs to be uplifted. Like they want something remotely humorous. Yeah, you know, like the two nuns riding through Rome. Oh, I've never come this way. Must be the cobblestone. They need something like that, Bill.
My ex-girlfriend just told me she wants us to get back together. Like, how good's that, Jim? I'm a very lucky man. First of all, I won Tats Lotto, and now this.
Oh, no. No. What about that?
Do you like that, Jim?
No.
What? No, just a no.
No, I don't.
What one food reduces a woman's sex drive, Jim?
What?
Wedding cake.
Oh, that's better. That's better.
What do you call a gathering of 30 people, Jim?
What?
Four weddings and a funeral. Boys?
Rabs.
No, four weddings and a funeral. You get it? With the new laws.
Yeah.
We got it.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, you have. In fact, it was on Hot Breakfast this morning.
Darren from Bayswater, what have you got for us, Daz?
What do you call a gathering of 30 people?
A gathering of 30 people, what?
Four weddings and a funeral.
Bill! You've just ripped a joke off the Hot Breakfast.
When was that?
Oh. No, it was Daz this morning.
No, it was. It don't was. Make up this shit.
Morning.
I'm sick of you, blokes. I come up with a good joke. And this morning, on the hot breakfast.
I got it played to me before.
Anyway,
Bill's going with a joke that was on.
Oh. I recently, Jim, started dating a blind woman.
Yes.
It was very rewarding, but also challenging.
Right.
Took me a long time to get a husband's voice right.
Oh, no.
But at least I know she's not seeing other people.
Oh, my God. That's just, like, completely inappropriate.
Tasteless.
As well as tasteless and also not funny. So three strikes, you're out.
Yeah.
You got another one?
A little kid said, Daddy, how do stars die? Drugs, normally.
Oh, no. So even worse.
It's just crap.
A woman and baby are in the doctor's surgery. The doc is concerned about the baby's weight. Is he bottle-fed or breastfed? The woman replies, breastfed. The doctor gets her to strip down to her waist so he can examine her boobs. He has a good look and just sizes them up just to make sure. And the doctor says, no wonder the baby is underweight. You have no milk. The woman replies, I know. I'm his grandma, but I'm glad I come in.
Come on, fat.
Come on. What's the difference between mashed potatoes and pea soup?
What?
Anyone can mash potatoes.
That's just stupid.
No, thank you. Oh, my God.
That's two from two, I think. No. We got any feedback from grandma with the baby last night?
A little bit.
Did we? Yeah.
Anyone can mash potatoes.
Well, no one. Not everyone can. Anyway.
Pea soup, Bill.
That's a finish.
That's the joke there. Yeah. Oh, no.